It's Thursday, the day we read from your comments, and we'll start with some response to our coverage of the five-year anniversary of 9/11. Richard Thomas of Menlo Park, California, heard my conversation with Andrew Kohut of the Pew Research Center about Muslims' beliefs about the attacks, and it reminded him of a psychological phenomenon. Thomas writes this, Mr. Kohut said he was flummoxed to learn how many Muslims say they believe Arabs were not involved in the 9/11 attacks. It is less surprising when one considers that much of the explanation may lie in cognitive dissonance. Just as many Americans to this day can say that they believe that Saddam Hussein played a role in the planning and execution of 9/11, so also can Muslims say that Arabs were not involved. The story affirms that Americans and Muslims alike suffer from the foibles of human nature, and this is no surprise after all. Well, Paul Sneed of Mount Prospect, Illinois, did find our story surprising. I am amazed and angered that 5 years after 9/11, so many people can believe that anyone other than Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden were behind those horrific attacks. He writes, how much evidence do they need? To know that people in general, and Muslims in particular, will buy into the most implausible theories rather than believe bin Laden's own admissions serves to reopen the wounds all over again. Well, before the anniversary, we heard students reflecting on recordings of themselves that they made in the days following September 11, 2001. And that story touched Emmy Kennicott. She writes, it vividly brought back the fears I had that day, not for myself, but for my own children and the world that they would grow up in. It may sound odd, but hearing the kids say that their biggest worry now is not terrorism, but their SAT scores, was totally life-affirming. While I think 9/11 has affected our country in many ways, I'm grateful that kids, even aware, articulate kids, can still be kids. Well, Kathy Riley Mannix of Washington, D.C. had a different response. It was delightful to hear the students, she writes. They have matured since 9/11, but an element was absent from both their original and follow-up discussions. Three students from D.C. died when Flight 77 crashed into the Pentagon. It is sad that even coverage of the event by young people missed what may have been their closest link. On to another story about young people. My colleague Michelle Norris spoke to a producer and a teenage actor from HBO's The Wire. Season 4 of the series follows a group of street-tough Baltimore middle schoolers, kids who reminded listener Darnell Stone of the students she taught. Stone writes, in the 1980s, I taught for 3 years in inner-city Baltimore. I stood in constant awe of single mothers and grandmothers who had to send their children daily into a hostile and dangerous city while they themselves went off to low-paying jobs. But above all, I admired the students who navigated a city basically at war, full of drugs and guns. There were so many problems, it was a wonder they could concentrate on anything in the classroom. They taught me a lot, and I still remember them. We want to know what you think of our program. Write to us. You can go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page.